Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. I tell you, we had quite a week this week. We was doing so many things for the community. This week, what we did, we served over 250 families a complete dinner. Gave them the work, the chicken, the mashed potatoes with gravy and corn. And we also, which was very, very important, made sure they had a snack to go with it and a soda or some water. We made sure that we fed the community the way it's for a nice, hot meal, nice, decent hot meal. And that was very, very, very important. But also, which I also think that next Saturday, we're going to be giving out lunch boxes. And we're going to have toothpaste in there. We have dental floss in there. We have toothbrushes in there. We're going to serve them to the kids, these lunch boxes just for them. We have over 200 of those that we're going to give out to the community. And it's for anybody who wants one. We'll give them one, regardless of their age. If they want one, we'll make sure they have it, which is so, so important. We believe that, you know, being in a ministry should give back to the community. You should help the community, and that's what we do. But anyway, we also had, during that, several people came up to me and want to know about the Sambo of the Year Award. It's been popping here in the community. People been trying to figure out how they can do it. And the way you do it, you can vote by sending me an email, the BANCO 9342 at sbcglobal.net. Let me repeat that. BANCO 9342 sbcglobal.net. And this one lady said that this is the first time someone has actually stood up for the people on this level to expose these Sambos. Now, the definition of a Sambo is a person who has been robbed of themselves. They don't know who they are. They out to please the evil empire and not the community. So a person, the definition, now make sure you get the definition correctly, is that anyone who has been robbed of themselves, and they want to please the master over the community. That's a sambo. That's the definition of a sambo. So that way, those of you out there who want to get mad because you're a sambo, you got the definition. So you can't say a word. But here's the voting came in, and I want to thank everybody who has voted. I mean, the voting was, I mean, off the wall. We sent out the email to the people with the candidates, so they'll know what they're voting for more than anything else. So here's the vote. Lead the Pack came out like a pit bull. She came out running. And the funny thing, even the people who came yesterday to be fed was talking about her. They said, yeah, she's a snake. I said, well, look, all we care about making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do so we can address these issues more than anything else. So anyway, my leather seats got 1,127 votes the very first week. Let me repeat that. My leather seats is leading the pack with 1,127 votes. Wow. They was on it. I for a moment we thought that everybody was going to vote for her for the Sambo of the Year Award. But we also have Trenton Bourne here. Trenton Bourne received 554 votes just this week. This is just 1 week total. 554 for Trinborn. Marcus Muhammad, the mayor, he's a real scumbag too, a real scumbag. He got 527 votes, which is, you know, it's there, you see. So I expect people to really start voting for him because he's a real life sample for real in real life. My leather is just hot now, you know. This is a 90-day adventure. So he's hot now. So once everybody get wind of that we're voting, all of this is going to increase, and I think that he's going to take the lead. Then we have Dwayne Seat. That's his sidekick. Went to school with him, you know, and hung together. So basically they got the same attitude. You know, they're Sambos. And then the sad part, Dwayne Seat's mother is a Sambo that leads the pack, you know. So he grew up with Sambos, you know. So that's unfortunate, you know, that your mama and you both being nominated for the Sambo of the Year Award. And remember, the definition of a Sambo is a person that has been robbed of themselves. They don't know who they are. They don't know the power of the people. We'll step off from that, but we're right there. So Dwayne Seats, 520 votes. Then we have Ron Singleton, a man who actually stole a whole radio station by bullying Teresa Kelly. You know, I mean, he went out there, and then also he was a police officer. He retired as a private. I don't know the rank or how they do it, but he wasn't a lieutenant, and he's been receiving lieutenant pay for the last 10 years. So he's basically stealing money from this community. Then we have Sharon Henderson. She bothers one of the biggest Sambos for the last 10 years that I have ever known. They're having some kind of fest down there that's being sponsored by Whirlpool. And what they do, they fungal kickbacks through this festival so these people can have money. I don't know how deep it is. When I think of Sharon Henderson and Marcus, they be trying all kind of schemes. Because as long as they're in control, there will be no investigation. Because the average person have no clue on what to do. So we're in a war. We're in a fight. We're in a fight for our life, you know. But we don't realize, you see. See, black folks think nothing pertains to them. We got a big, huge election coming up Tuesday. Huge. And I want to see how many people actually come out and vote, you see. Because black people are always too busy to help their own community. And they know that. And they use that tool against them. That's how they operate, you see. We fall right into that category where, you know, we always think, oh, it's going to be all right. Everything. No, it's not going to be all right if you're out here not doing anything, you know. And then you cry like a baby when something happened to you. You cry like a baby. Cry baby. That's what you do. You cry, you cry, you cry. But what we can't do is they doing this for, yeah, they doing this because you sit on your butt and didn't want to do nothing. You didn't want to do nothing. You want somebody else to do something, which is so amazing. And like yesterday, I invited some people to come eat with us. You know, a nice meal. It wasn't none of that crappy stuff. It was catered to them. You know, we had catered. We had it all. I asked this guy, called me and asked me to help him, but he couldn't take 10 minutes out of his program just to come eat and talk about what he wants done. See, now he wants me to come and help him on his time. He's got to be out of his mind. That's why we don't get nothing done. We don't get nothing done because you don't want to do nothing. Then you sit around complaining. Even the people that filed the class action lawsuit, you know, I would say only 10% of the people we contacted is going to vote on Tuesday. Maybe less than 10%. You see, they want something for nothing. You know, when is the lawsuit going to come? When is this going to come? I'm just going to give up on. Well, give up on it. You know, you're basically getting free money. Let's put it that way. You're basically getting that because some of you out there, I have a problem with because you don't know what to do with yourself. You're not going to go beyond. You're not going to help your neighbor. You're not going to help your family. You're not going to help nobody. So stop crying and get out there and take care of your business. That's how that works. Stop crying. You see? Oh, I ain't crying. Yes, you are. You don't get nothing done because you don't want to do nothing. You're the reason. You're the reason. Man, I tell you, it's unfortunate that they got us like this. And there's so many of us who have been robbed of ourselves. Unbelievable. Then we have Judge Mayfield. Judge Mayfield, the baby snatcher, snatched children left and right from black parents. Don't snatch white kids. Not too many you may, unless they give her the order to snatch a white child. You see, she's not going to snatch any white children. She's only going to snatch the black kids and then give them to white families. She won't even give them back to their own family. Judge Mayfield received 503 votes this week. This is only 1 week total. This is 1 week total. And she's been doing this for years. The only reason she has been able to maintain her judgeship is because they know they can utilize her to help destroy our community. And that's what these sambos do. They work hard to destroy the community, you know. Most times you take the man out of the community. Now they're taking the women, you know. They're not just sending men to jail no more. They're sending men and women to jail. That's how they're doing it now. They're sending men and women to jail, you see. Because it was working, destroying the man, but only the men's was, you know, they was catching these women. They was having 9 and 10 babies with 9 and 10 different women. That's what they was doing. They was out here, and they figure like this: well, we got to get rid of some of these women, because you know our plan is failing. So we have to go out here and get rid of some of these women, and that's what they do. You see, we don't think on that. And here my question to the people that live in Benton Harbor. I can't talk about no other city at this time. I got to tell you what I know. Where are all the intelligent people that live in Benton? Most of the people that's able to think, they get trapped into this system. And the system is something else. See, you could take Judge Mayfield out of the system. Let's say she loses the election. And they put somebody else in there. The system going to work the same way. No difference. Because it's really not the people. It's really not. They're just plugged into this system that's designed to destroy black people. Plugged into a system. See, because probably even before Judge Mayfield became branded the baby snatcher, there was probably someone before her doing the same identical work. You see, so Judge Mayfield deserved more votes. You know, hey, this week, let's give Judge Mayfield some love. You know, those of you who are out there and you want to vote for the Sambo of the Year Award, let's give Judge Mayfield some love. Can you do that for me? Email me at ban9342@sbcglobal.net. And let's show Judge Mayfield some love, some real love. Let's get out here and show these people. You know, I know you might want to vote for someone else. But she deserves more love. You know, you guys playing around with Judge Mayfield, the baby snatcher. She needs love, and we need to give it to her. Vote for her for the Sambo of the Year. Maybe I shouldn't have said vote for her, maybe because I'm being a little biased at this time. But give her a little love, okay? And then we have the Benton Harbor City Manager, who's almost 90 years old. He go to work so he can sleep. He's the only person who get paid well not to do any work, but to sleep whenever he want to sleep. That's right. He's one of the individuals around here today that has a job that pays as well as the city manager job, that he can come to work and go to sleep. He sleeps approximately from 10 a.m. in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. And he gets paid well. He works with the enemy. He works with World Food Corporation to destroy the city of Benton Harbor and its residents. You see, that's how they operate. These people operate on this level. They utilize black people to destroy black people. And that's why the Sambo of the Year Award is so important. We're not going to let those Sambos off the hook. And remember, let me give you the definition so you don't get confused. A Sambo is a person that has been robbed of themselves. That's right. A Sambo is a person that has been robbed of themselves. As a people that has been traumatized for over 450 years, we have suffered over 450 years of abuse, mistreatment, torture, hanging, raping. And you want to be a symbol? Come on. And there was Christian people out here hanging black folks. Christian people hanging black people. That's right. Christian people hanging black folks. They hung so many black people, they couldn't keep up with it. And not one single person went to jail. There was one story where they hung this, the team went to church at 11 a.m. They got out at 1 p.m. Went and got their dinner. Brought it to the picnic area, and they hung and burned a black man. They hung and burned a black man, and not one single person went to jail. But they weren't satisfied with hanging and burning that black man. They got his wife, who happened to be pregnant. They cut the baby out of her. Now these are Christians I'm talking about. They're not real Christians, but they call themselves Christians. Just like them Jews over in Israel calling themselves Jews. They're not real Jews. But anyway, these people, the baby out of the pregnant woman, cut the baby out. And then had the nerve to stomp the baby's head until he was dead. Then they called themselves Christians. And nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to talk about stuff like that. And this stuff is real. We ain't making this stuff up. This stuff is real. And then let me talk about how they rape the women at Rio. Let me talk about how they rape the women at will, whenever they felt like it. They'll rape the women. They'll rape the children. They'll even rape the men. And nothing in the world you could do about it. Unless you're willing to give up your soul. And sometimes something is worth giving up your soul. They rape the men, the women, the children, and nothing, nothing. We have a very long way to go. And we got people around here, people around in this community that are straight up Sambo. Straight up Sambos. That's real. Straight up Sambos. Even some of them, even the activists don't even want to talk about these Sambos because some of them are their friends. How can you be friends with a Sambo? I don't even want a Sambo driving up on my in my driveway. You are not wanted. Don't go to my church. I don't want to have nothing in this world to do with you. If you are a Sambo and hurting my people who have been robbed of yourself, do not come near me. I don't want you because I don't know what I might do. Do not come near me. You know, my people come first to me. My people come first to me. You see, our children come first to us. The women come first to us. We build a foundation. That's what we do. We build a foundation and stand on it. Stop being such a coward. That's how the children now run around here like because they have no leadership. And we accept it. We accept this mess. And nobody says nothing because they think it doesn't pertain to them. What a world we live in. What a world we live in. And finally, we have the chief of police who's getting paid to do nothing. They just made him a pastor of Dewberry Church. Is that's not unbelievable. Black people. You got to stop. You can't blame nobody but yourself. See, one of the things that LeBron James said that I will stand on, we are our own enemy. We are our own enemy. We don't get out here and do what we need to do to enhance our children. That's not all the people. Now, there are some people out here fighting tooth and nail, you know, and they're going to come after you anyway, so don't even worry about that. If you're not doing nothing, they still going to come after you. But we got to stop them. We're 50 million strong. Probably have about 15 million Sambos. But I'd like to see every single city across this country call out their Sambos. Call them out. Call them out. Call these Sambos out. All the hell our ancestors went through. And we got to be faced with these Sambos. And they something. They get a few dollars underneath, living a little bit, just a little bit above average. And they actually think they're doing something by destroying the community and the people. What world do we live in? What world do we live in? And on that note, I got to bring in my good friend, the one and only, my girl, Belinda Parker Brown.
It's a pardon application. And she, what you have it, okay.
Belinda.
Okay, I gotta call you back.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, Belinda Parker Brown. Talk to me.
Okay, Pastor Pinkney, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Talk to me. I can hear you.
All right. I'm with you on the same thing you saying. We don't want no Sambos coming near us, period.
I don't
even come down my street. Don't even drive down my street.
Hey, look.
Pastor Pinkney, you breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got a better connection now. I hope that works. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Pastor Pinkney. But
can you hear me?
I can hear
Brenda?
You. Yes.
All right. Well, it's happy to talk to you. Tell me what's really going on in this world, because I tell you, I don't know. They got me surrounded. I'm getting ready to circle the wagon, because, hey, war is near, and they coming. These folks coming all out of the woodworks, just doing stuff, trying to destroy the family more than anything else. So you talk to me, because this is your time. I don't want to take nothing away from your time. Talk to me.
Well, I certainly appreciate you having me come on today, Pastor Pinkney, and, I think it's just a phenomenal thing that you're doing with calling out, people that's been handpicked and paid that look like us, that say they for us, but they're not, Pastor Pinkney, and we know that they're not, because you didn't put the greatest name on them, Sambos is what they are. So it's just time for us as a people, like you said, especially when it comes to the women and the children, what we have to do, to hold our families and stuff accountable and be able to make sure that things are getting better for us, Pastor Pinkney. That's what it all comes down to. And if we don't start really paying close attention to all of this stuff that's really going on, then, we're going to be lost in the gravy. And that's what's happening right now. It's all about their gravy train and how they're going to get their, self, up so that they can put somebody else down or whatever. We know what's going on. That's why people got to be paying very close attention. One of the things that I'm paying close attention to, Pastor Pinkney, and I hope that you are too, right along with this trial for Donald Trump, we better be really, tuned in and paying very close attention. And I'm hoping that, that this whole thing be aired out, where the whole world can see a lot of the things that's going to transpire in his case, Pastor Pinkney, because it's stuff that we have been knowing and that we've been talking about and we've been trying to warn people about. And it's the corruption in the criminal justice system. We as a people don't realize how slavery is still alive and well, because we got judges, prosecutors, district attorneys, lawyers, your own paid lawyer, the public defender, the clerk of court, they still have their white robes on, even though they hide behind the black robes, but they got their ropes and their trees, and they're lynching people in the courtrooms now, Pastor Pinkney. They are literally lynching people. I had a recording that I had wanted you to listen to, but I wasn't able to download it and send it to you so you can play it on the show. But this young man said that he called me. He said that he'd been in Angola for 2 weeks now. And it's supposed to take at least 2 to 3 weeks for them to process him. But the first day that he got there, the first thing they did was put him out in the okra field, picking okra, picking watermelons and sweet potatoes and shelling crawfish and shrimp, So prison is big money. And I want people to know, that he said that they treating him so bad in the blazing heat in the, you know, in the heat in the middle of the day. It's so hot down here in Louisiana. It's like 97 degrees today. But that's one of the cooler days. But we've been over, you know, up in the hundreds and over the 100 degrees here. And they're putting those people out there. He said they won't even take them. They put them out there like early in the morning. Then they keep them all out there into the heat of the day, you know, around, you know, 12 noon or 2 o'clock in the heat of the day. Won't even give them water. Won't even let them go to the bathroom. You know, it's really sad, Pastor Pinckney. But I just want people to be paying attention to what they're doing to us right now and why it's so important that you be able to expose these Sambos, because the Sambos are the ones that's in on it. And if they didn't have so many Sambos that were selling out, you know, our people, selling us out like that, then we probably would at least have a chance to fight back. They're trying to do everything they can to keep us from fighting back, just like what they're doing to Chairman O'Malley. You know, they couldn't put a rope around his neck and hang him in the from an electric light pole, but they wanted to, you know, railroad him with a false indictment and all of this stuff and co-conspirators and all of that passed to pick me against him. So it's just really sad. Now, I was calling you because I want the whole world to know that Carl Cavalier is a good officer. This young man did everything right. You know, he uphold his oath of office by saying that he's there to protect and serve the people. But when he caught his counterpart, his constituents, you know, people, the other officers, beating a black man to death on his watch, he basically saw what they was trying to cover it up, and he exposed it. He went to the high-ranking officials, you know, the lieutenants, the majors, the captains, and the supervisors and all these people, and told them what these officers were trying to do. So what they did, Pastor Pinckney, was fired him. They fired him because he was telling the truth about what these white officers, now Carl Cavalier is a black officer, but it was the white officers that beat this black man to death, Ronald Green. It's been all in the national news. But they're really trying to cover it up from the governor's office on down, because there were majors, lieutenants, captains, sergeants, supervisors. There was the AMT, the Ambulance Service, the, everybody, the coroner, all of them was in cahoots that they would lie and said that the man died because he ran into a tree. But the truth is that they really beat him to death, and the man was crying out for his life. So Officer Carl Cavalier took the video that they was trying to conceal, and he blew the whistle on them, and they fired him. They fired him and turned around and told this man he would never be a police officer ever again, because they said that he broke the oath. He crossed the blue line. So I want people to be aware that Carl Cavalier is a good officer, but the bad officers, they go and raise millions of dollars, just like, you know, the man that, I don't even want to say the man's name, but everybody know who he is. I don't even want to give him the credit to say his name, the man that kept his knee on George Floyd's neck. He raised $2 million within days. But Carl Cavalier, right now, he's out here struggling. He's doing everything he can for his wife and his children. to keep afloat because he then filed a lawsuit against them for wrongfully, firing him wrongfully. But it's a struggle, Pastor Pinckney, and I want to know why we don't help officers like Carl Cavalier. Why is it that people don't step up when people do right? Why they didn't step up for you, Pastor Pinckney? You know, what is wrong with people? Are they afraid of the truth? So I'm here to say today that Carl Cavalier is going to have a hearing on tomorrow, and we're going to be sending out a Zoom link. The whole world can watch this hearing, that this man is going to go in the courtroom, he's going to represent himself, and he's going to stand there and speak the truth to power, that they never should have fired him from his job because he deserved his day in court. He deserved to get justice because he did everything right. He swore to the oath. He uphold the oath, and he did everything that his oath of office said that he was supposed to do. So we want people to tune in to this Zoom link tomorrow. It's going to be in the First Circuit Court, which is Judge Donald Johnson. And I want to send you the link, Pastor Pinckney, and I want you to send it out to everybody so that they can listen.
If you send that link out to me right away, while the show is going on, I can send it to people.
Absolutely. I'll send it out, and I'll send it out along with the time and Carl Cavalier. I'll also put his picture and everything on there so that people can see, you know, him. And that they can come out and stand with him and support him, because it's just time for us to stick by people that are doing the right thing, like you, Pastor Pinckney, and myself. You already know that you are my greatest inspiration for the great work that we do here in Louisiana. But most importantly, we got to step up and stand and unite and come together to help people that are out here on the front line to help us help them. So that's what it's all about, Pastor Pinckney. I'm sending you that link right now, and I really appreciate you giving me this time to talk. Carl did have to work. He was he's trying to do some truck driving now just to take care of his family, so he wasn't able to get on the call with us today. But I'm hoping that you would allow us to come back so we can update the people on what happened in his hearing on tomorrow going forward. How are they going to deal with this good officer that's fighting back and saying that he's not going to let them get away with what they did to him and his family because he did everything right? Thank you, Pastor Pinckney.
And you're welcome. And if he's available next Sunday, I'll set some time aside so that he can come back and give us an update. And you send me that link. I'd like to send it out before the end of the show, along with the voting. At least they have that information. If we could get, you know, maybe 5,000-6,000 people to, if they want to comment or whatever it is, we could do that too, because it seems like everybody's really woke now and they trying to do what's right. And, you know, you tell Cavalier he definitely has my support. I'm willing to stand with him back-to-back against these evil, wicked devils. And I know they're out here. And I know that they'll do anything in their power to destroy us. And see, black people don't get it. These people don't like us. These people, they hate our guts. They actually hate a formula they're using to destroy us. And we buying right into it for a few dollars. For a few dollars, we're buying right into it, Belinda. And it's important that we let them know that we're not taking this mess. You know, there are some black folks here willing to take a stand, and you and I are one of them. You know, we're going to take a stand against these evil, wicked people because that's who they are, Belinda. That's who they are. I don't put nothing past them. I don't put nothing past these evil, wicked people. And you tell Mr. Cavalier that, hey, he definitely has my support, and also my team. He got our support because we're going to make sure we're doing all the things we need to do. And on
absolutely
that note,
Pastor Pinckney,
I got
you
got
so much. I just sent the email to Banco. Is this the correct email, Pastor Pinckney? Banco at, no, wait a minute. Okay, it's Banco. Okay, it disappeared. Okay, here we go. Banco, Banco 9342 at sbcglobal.net.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
People in the pocket, John. That's it. And I'm going to share.
All
right.
And I'm asking people to share it widely, Pastor Pinckney. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. You hang in there, girl. Love you. And give the family a big hug for me.
All right.
All
right. I sure will.
All right. Let me bring in my good friend Annette. I know she got something to talk about. And I know she knows that it's going down. Talk to me, Annette. Talk to me.
I tell you, it's really going down. And like my queen, Miss Belinda Parker
mm-hmm.
Brown, I really want to team up with her. I'm very, very impressed with what their organization is doing, and especially here in Louisiana. What we have just done, Reverend Pinckney, and we got it out with the whistleblowers. We want all the whistleblowers to please unite and get your T-shirts and your whistles. We have successfully submitted to the United States District Court, District of Nevada, Las Vegas. Everyone who have your pencils and pens, please write down this case number. It is 2:15. C is in Charlie, V is in Victor, 01839. Again, that's 2:15. C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, 01839. We want all whistleblowers to please add their name, particular lawsuit, so you could be able to get a portion of the whistleblower money that is going to be coming down. This is associated with the black farmers who are Davis Brother Lumber Company heirs that we are blowing the whistle, that the Secretary of the State of Louisiana has said that he is the survivor of a black-owned family, LTD, and I really want everyone to understand the importance of what a LTD is. A LTD is limited, and because they built it on a family business model, it's limited to no one but the family. And what we, as the whistleblowers, what we're exposing is the fraud. And anyone can report fraud, and the government or all these different agencies are required by law to investigate fraud. So if you have noticed within the past several weeks, you've been seeing presidents and their children having to go to court, which is unprecedented in this country. But again, a lot of the companies that are shell companies that are linked to the Davis Brothers Lumber Company and this enormous wealth. Mr. James S. Henry on YouTube, James S. Henry, he's a financial analyst who has quantified that this is between $30 to $50 trillion that has been hidden. And again, the whistleblowers are the ones who are exposing this wealth. And we are those whistleblowers. I have noticed also all of these reports that are coming out that are talking about these whistleblowers that are exposing this corruption. one of the things I really want all of the whistleblowers who are with the Davis Brother Lumber Company, if you're with the Davis Brother Lumber Company, please go on Blow the Whistle on Facebook. Please make sure you attach to, it's the U.S. District Court, District of Nevada, Las Vegas, and that case number again is 2:15, C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, 01839. And if you are a member of any, your forefathers, your ancestors, please find out whatever legacy church that they are a member of. Make sure your pastors, make sure every single person, go to your pastor. If you go to a church on a regular basis, if you are a member of a church, please go to your pastor. Have your pastor to please come on board, because we're going to distribute the inheritance. Again, this is not reparations. Let me be very, very clear. Let me be very clear about that. This is not reparations. This is your inheritance, and you have to come and claim it. If anyone do not get their inheritance, it is left up to them. Each person have to answer for their own household. And if you do not answer, you have no one to blame but yourself. So again, we need all pastors to please come aboard this particular case now. This is U.S. District Court, District of Nevada, Las Vegas. Case number, this is the case number, 2:15, C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, 01839. So you can be a part of the whistleblower lawsuit with the $50 trillion to be dispersed out to the churches. And this is also, again, every single month, you should be receiving royalties. So this is huge. And I would like to also say, Reverend Pinckney, on the third Sunday of this month, is 135-year, the homecoming Get on the Ground at New Prosperity, which is our church. And again, I represent the I'm the administrator for Wes Davis and Judy Hostin Davis Heirs. I invite anyone, please, to Google the Davis Brothers Lumber Company, LTD, Ansley, Ansley, Louisiana, and you can be able to see a lot of the history, but more importantly, please use my example, information that I found, the documents that I used, and you can duplicate the same thing if you're going to your church, if you're going to your courthouse, and you're using your ancestors' names for the unclaimed property in your state. This is how you're going to be able to get what belonged to you as an heir, but as a whistleblower, we're blowing the whistle. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was beautiful. Hey, let's blow that whistle, young lady. Let's blow that whistle.
Thank you.
There you go. We will talk soon. Hey, I'm going to St. Louis now to bring this young man, whoever this is, in. And I normally don't do it, but if someone want to talk from St. Louis, talk to me, St. Louis.
Hey, look, I'm a transplant down here in Louisiana. I really enjoy the state because it's a conservative state, like I came from Missouri. But on that hiring, Louisiana is an at-will. That's in the state statutes that if employers can hire you at will and they can fire you at will for legal reasons. In other words, if you're disabled, they can't fire you because you're disabled. Or if you're sick, they can't fire you because you're sick. But it's at will. And the person didn't put out the whole entire truth on that individual. Now, I don't know what the case is. I just wanted to add that. So people should know these things. And, you know, you talk about Sambos. And I don't know what you call them, Sambos. But, you know, I'm a conservative. And I coach people who I guess you could say is conscious or woke. I coach their kids. And I tutor their kids, and I get called these names. So why don't these people that want to call us these names, why don't you coach and tutor your own kids? That way
Amen.
You won't have some time running around the other things.
Yeah,
don't you think that's right?
Yeah. Probably most of the people, most people I know, they do tutor their kids. That's why they,
that's good,
you know, we're able to use the word Sambo, because we call people Sambo people who have been robbed of themselves, who don't know who they are. When you don't know who you are, this is anytime you take from our community for white folks, I got a problem with that.
Well,
and that's,
we,
that's,
you know, you got people that don't, you got blacks don't believe that. See, that's another thing. When you, and all due respect, you can't look at every person that has a similar skin color to yours and say it's your people. For whatever reason, it just don't exist. And people should be more definitive on who you're talking about. My kids is not your people. And I don't have nothing against you, but I don't believe in an ideology. And I wish people would stop you. Be more definitive. Create your little group and run with it. But leave other people alone if they don't want to be part.
Let me say this to you. I'm so glad you said that. That is a very, very important, what you just said. Create your own group. And if you create your own group, you can do just about what you want with your group, as long as you're doing what is right for the group. Right, absolutely. There are no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But look, I got to move on. Well, I'll get you next week.
Yeah, move
so
on.
My brother, yeah. Anyhow, let's go back to the Sambo of the Year Award. And the voting, let's make sure that we identify people who has been robbed of themselves. People who promote other people and continue to promote other people, which is so, so important. Because what we do for our community. And just like the young man said, his family is not our people. And he might be right. You know, he might have been a Sambo. You know, I don't know. I can't actually call him a Sambo because I don't know his activities. See, in order to know a Sambo, you have to know their activities. What have they done to hurt our community? I love him saying that you, my children are not your people. He's absolutely right. That's how a Sambo talk. A Sambo talk just like that. His people is white people. White people is his people. That's what he was trying to tell us. And right now, he just texted me and said, I said, you absolutely correct. I told him. He's correct. His children is not my people. I don't socialize with Sambo families. Most likely, if your daddy is a Sambo, most likely the children just might be a Sambo too, which is so, and that's what we have to do. We have to make sure we're saying things that's going to really help our community. My thing is all about the women and children. You know, there's nothing more important than our women and children. And we have to lay it out there whether we like it or not. We have to make sure that we're doing what's right for the, not only for this generation, but the next generation. And that's where we drop the ball.
We actually dropped the ball. We actually dropped the ball. And we're going to continue to drop the ball until we get better. You know, we're going to continue to do that. We got, you know, your family is my family. I have an obligation, not just for my family, but the people next door, the people down the street. And it's not important whether they like me or not. I care less whether you like. I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. What I'm trying to do, uphold the black community, do whatever needs to be done to help them. That's why we serve food. That's why we get out here and protect. That's why we court watch. That's why we're doing all these things, you know. And then you have a lot of, you know, most of these guys that are conservative, they're paid. They're paid by the Republican Party to come on and say stuff that don't make sense, you know. For someone that my children is not your people. What kind of talk is that? You know, who would say something like that? What person would say something like that? You know, unbelievable. Well, listen, that's what we have to do. That's what we have to maintain. That's what we got to continue to do. And we got to make sure we're doing what's right for our community and for the future of our children. Nothing else matters. Nothing. I don't care what it is. Nothing else matters. But look, I'm going to give you these. Voting, get your vote in. Get your vote in. You know, right now my letter seat is leading the charge with 1,127 votes. Then she's followed by Trent Bowen with 554 votes. Then we have the mayor himself, Marcus Muhammad, at 527 votes. Then we have Dwayne Seat at 520 votes. Then we have Ron Singleton at 517 votes. And then we have Sharon Henderson at 505 votes. And then we have Judge Mayfield at 503 votes. And then Ellis Mitchell at 501 votes. And we got Chief McGinnis at 495. And these are real live sound votes. These are real live sound votes. Who has been robbed of themselves. They don't know any better. They don't know that, you know, the future of our children is at stake, you know. And when somebody say they're conservative, that tells me you are a Trumper most of the time. 99% of the time, that means that you are a Trumper. And there's nothing worse in this world than a Trumper. And that's fact. That's not something Pinkney was saying. All the hell that we have been through, and yet and still, we want to be conservatives. We want to be like these white folks, getting them little twos and fives. We want to continue doing these things, trying to get them that chump chain. Unbelievable. 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 You know, all the hell we done been through. And we trying to be just like these folks. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't care where you're from. And I like what that guy said. Your children you're not my people. And he's right. He was right. We're not. I'm nobody's people. That's a sambo. Straight up sambo. I can't be your people. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And he don't know the story about this cop. He don't know the story of what happened, you know. I mean, this is what we get, you know. We got black folks jumping in doing all kind of stuff. But here's what's important. Do what you're supposed to do and do what is right. And if you do what is right, you would have no complaints from me. There's nothing more important than that. And on that note, we have just ran out of time. And my friend from St. Louis, you've been robbed of yourself. Have a good day.